Forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
They're gonna put me in the movies.
Ringo Starr has been a fan of country music since he was a kid and even sang some as a member of the Beatles, like this track from Help. Now he has a brand new album of country songs produced by T-Bone Burnett.
And now I'm thankful for the love you show.
The album is called Look Up and features a whole bunch of guest stars and collaborators like Billy Strings and Alison Krauss. Here's Ringo on why collaborating is something he's always loved.
I'm the drummer, so I have to have people to play with. I can't go on tour just me and the drums.
Ringo Starr joins me today to talk about the new album, how he fell in love with country, about his time with the Beatles, and about how feeling drives the way he drums.
Well, I believe that's how I play now. I just do what I do emotionally at the time.
Ringo Starr, today. I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. Before we get to that, here's an artist who's done lots of Americana and country-leaning music, who was recently on the show to talk about her new Beatles tribute album. This is Lucinda Williams with her version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Control you.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. When I say Ringo Starr's gone country, there's a chance that you might say, what? Why? Where did that come from? But Ringo's new T-Bone Burnett-produced country album, Look Up, didn't just come out of nowhere. Ringo Starr has a long history with country music, from falling in love with it as a boy in Liverpool, to singing country-influenced songs with the Beatles, to releasing his country record, Beaucoup of Blues, in 1970. Today, Ringo Starr joins me to talk about all of those things and about making Look Up, which features guest appearances from artists like Billy Strings, Lucius, and Alison Krauss, and which gave him his first number one in 50 years when it went to the top of the UK country charts. Our conversation begins in just a moment. First, here's the title track. This is Ringo Starr with Look Up, featuring Molly Tuttle on the World Cafe. The title track from his new album, Look Up, that is Ringo Starr. I'm Raina Duris. I'm so thrilled to welcome Ringo Starr to the show. Ringo, welcome to the World
Thank
Cafe.
You. Great to be here. It's a beautiful day in LA, and let's get on with it.
Yes, there is so much to be excited about right now. You just won the Grammy for Best Rock Performance with the Beatles for Now and Then. Yeah. And Look Up is your first number one album for you in 50 years. So congratulations.
I know it's a, you know, times have changed. I think if you stay in the, you know, in the music business long enough, you get back to number one finally.
It just goes around in a big circle.
Yeah.
First, I thought it would be nice if you could take us back to when you first got into country music as a kid in Liverpool. Tell me what you remember about going to see the movies as a kid, seeing the singing cowboy, Gene Autry.
The movie part was every Saturday at one of the cinemas in our neighborhood was just for kids. Was just children's movies from, cowboys or whatever. Anyway, one of them was a Western, and it seemed, and, you know, some of them were caped heroes. but one day I'm there, and there's a sort of a Western, and it's Gene Autry.
The singing cowboy.
And he's the singing cowboy for me. And I didn't know that then. He was American. It just came up on a movie, and he had these three outriders, and he was singing South of the Border, Down Mexico Way, all like such a foreign land to me.
South of the border, down Mexico Way.
And it just touched me. Yeah. It's one of those musical moments that you get. I've got like five in my whole life, and that was one of them. But anyway, I like country music, and, you know, Liverpool, I like to say, is the capital of British country music.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Because I've seen you say that before.
Well, I think, yeah, I did, but I think, you know, if anybody was coming into town, they would play Liverpool. And Liverpool had a lot of merchant navy guys, and they liked it. Then they moved on to rock and roll, of course. And the great thing about coming from Liverpool, it's a port. And a lot of guys are in the Merchant Navy, which I tried to get into. And they would bring record. First of all, they'd bring a camel saddle. You always knew if you went in this house, that someone was in the Merchant Navy because there was a camel salon. Right. But the other good thing was they brought a lot of records if they went to America and came back. They'd be bringing all this music with them. And, you know, we'd end up with some of it, or at least hearing some of it. And that's how I got into it. But, you know, I did not only get into country. I do love country. And I got into the blues, you know, and at 18, I tried to emigrate to Houston, Texas.
Right.
To be near Lightnin' Hopkins, who I just always blew me away. But that didn't work out. So, you know, I did really well anyway.
Yeah, you did okay, yeah. You weren't expecting to make a country album this time around. And this got started, Look Up got started, when you reconnected with T-Bone Burnett at a poetry reading by Olivia Harrison.
It was just by chance. I was making, because of the pandemic, just EPs. And so I could hang out a little with musicians. And I did it all in this room. And I went to support Olivia Harrison, who was reading poems from the book she wrote for George. And there was about 50 of us there at the Sunset Marquee. And he was one of them. And I bumped into him. I've never had dinner or anything. I've just bumped into him many times from the 70s. And so, you know, we're all saying hello. Oh, well, hi, T-Bone. What's going on? So don't, you know, this, that, and the other. What are you doing? I said, well, you know, I'm doing EPs, sort of pop rock EPs, and, you know, keeps me busy. I get to play and I get to hang out with musicians. And but, you know, if you have a song, why don't you send it to me? And so he sent me the song, and it was pure country, like 50s country, and it blew me away. Well, I'd forgotten that's what he did, really.
Right.
I just thought he'd send, like, what I'm doing, you know. And so anyway, we made a right turn. I love that song. And then he came into town, and I thought maybe it'd be great if he could, like, maybe produce an EP. And he came. We were just sitting around in this room. And anyway, the talking went on, and he started saying, you know, I've got plenty of songs. Well, how many songs have you got? And he goes, 9. And so I thought, well, would you like to produce an album? I mean, I'm leaving the EP world now. I'm going back to the album. And he said, yeah, which was great. And, you know, they had a lot of meat on them, these tracks that he'd been putting together in Nashville. And so I said, well, put a few of them on and I'll just go into that room and play drums. Anyway, I played drums on 4 of them within an hour.
Wow.
And they really were great. And so we decided he would produce it. He'd do all the Nashville stuff because he knows that world much more than I do. And I'll do the drums and the vocals, which we did right there next to that guy.
Right behind you in the room you're in.
And it just worked out so great, you know, made my life easier because there was a lot of stuff on it. You know, we usually start with an acoustic guitar and you build it up and you get you write it. Actually, written a lot of songs here too. And it just started to sound great and, you know, it started to work. So anyway, we kept sending him my vocals and drums and he put it all together and produced it. And put everything on it, everything else on it was in Nashville. So it was a lot of country, a lot of great people, writers and musicians. That's how it happened that we finished it. And I loved what he did. And, you know, it sort of a lot of people loved what I did. And that's great.
Well, I want people to hear a bit of it right now. I'm going to play that first song that he sent to you, Come Back. This
Come
one's
back,
featuring.
Yeah.
Yeah, featuring Lucius. It's Ringo Starr on World Cafe.
And it's Ringo Starr whistling.
That's you whistling.
Yeah.
Very nice.
When you go away, as night turns into day,
I walk alone and feel you gone through streets of stone until the dawn. When day turns to night, I await the morning light. And another place, another time, when I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Come back,
come back
on the wings of the morning. Come back on the wings of a dove. Come back, when you hear the warning, come back to the world, my love. The world will stop, the bells will ring, the sea will part, the birds will sing. Come back,
come back
on the wings of the morning. Come back on the wings of the dove. Come back,
come back
when you hear the warning. Come back to the world, my love.
You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Ringo Starr is with me. And that song's from his new album, Look Up. It's called Come Back. And that was the first song that T-Bone Burnett sent to you to get the album rolling. Were there any super memorable moments from being in the studio with T-Bone? Any funny stories that you can share with us?
Well, when he was here and he agreed to be the producer and we played the tracks and I just got on the kit and I'm playing and there's a door here. You can't see it now. But anyway, the door was like closed, nearly closed. So it had a gap. And then every now and then, I'd just see this big thumbs up sign come out the door. Okay, well, I'm doing it. You know, I'm just making it up because I don't know the songs. And it worked, you know, and I'm like more like that now. I just want to play sort of emotionally. You know, I've always had a bit of emotion when I played, but now it's, you know, if I did this on the chorus, I don't always have to do it on the next one, you know, the next chorus. It's a, and it, one of the tracks is great because, you know, I do this section, and then I do it for the chorus, you know, because you always rock. You love choruses. Everybody's happy on the chorus. And then I back to the song. And then I didn't come right up back in, but it didn't matter because it still worked. And
yeah.
I believe that's how I play now. I just do what I do emotionally at the time.
Why do you think that is what you want to do now? Why are you so focused on that emotional part of it?
Well, because, you know, usually we have the verses, the solo, and the choruses. And, you know, we've got three parts we usually do. And I don't do that anymore. You're lucky if I get them all together. I just do what I do.
You've done country music before. In your mind, what makes a great country song?
Well, you know, they're always emotional. They're always like the girl's left, the dog's dead, or don't have enough money for the jukebox. I keep saying that because that sort of covers it. From the 50s and 60s, that was sort of country music. It's a bit more rock now. And usually the, you know, though it's a lot of sadness has gone on, there's always a bright light.
Yeah. This album's very positive, I feel.
I feel that too. I try and do that where, you know, no matter how you start the song, it's like the one I wrote, Thankful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, It's all about how he went downhill and how he came back with the help of the lady in his life.
Right. Let me quickly reintroduce you. I'm talking to Ringo Starr on World Cafe. His new album is called Look Up. Ringo, back in 1970, you released Beaucoup of Blues, which was your second solo album, and that was a country album. How did making Look Up compare to making Beaucoup of Blues?
They were both great. You know, Beaucoup of Blues, another accident that I was working, George was doing an album and I was the drummer on it, and he'd asked Pete Drake to come and play on it.
Pedal Steel? Pete Drake?
Yeah, Pedal Steel Pete, yeah. And anyway, for some reason, we sent my car to pick him up at the airport when he landed and brought him to the studio. And he said, hey, Horace, I see you like country music. Because I had a lot of cassettes in the car. And, you know, a lot of them were country. You know, first of all, he's saying, no, you've got to come to Nashville, make a record. Said, well, I don't know, you know, a month in Nashville, I don't know how I can handle it. And he says, a month. So Nashville Skyline was made in 2 days, the Bob Dylan. So anyway, I thought 2 days. And I got to Nashville. I got up in the morning. We listened to 12 songs. We picked five of them and we recorded them that day and finished them. And the next day we got up and we listened to a selection of songs. We picked five. We recorded them with the vocals, everything. We did everything. And then I left the next day.
Wow. So it's really like in and out, done.
No, but it was great. You know, I mean, I'd been a little used to, especially in the latter days with the Beatles. When we first started, of course, we did the first album in 12 hours. But later on, we got to like, you know, we stopped touring and we wanted to see where we could go in the studio. And, you know, sometimes they took a little longer.
Right.
And so anyway, we went, we hung out, we had a great time. Pete Drake was great. And he would, while I'm singing, he would sort of say, put a bit of emotion in there, Horace, or I'm going to come out and tread on your toes. you know, so it was just a really fun day. And so that's how it happened. And this is, you know, 50 years later, another country album that just happened.
Were people surprised by you wanting to do a country-leaning album back in 1970 as your second solo album? Why do you think they're ready for this now, this Ringo Starr country album going to number one in 2025?
I think because it's very good.
Yeah.
I think the songs are good, the production is good, and I'm good on this record. And I think, you know, it's more country than a lot of the stuff around now. You know, it does have a 50s, I like to say 50s, really, 50s feel to it.
Sure.
You know, there's a little bit of up-tempo, you know, with Rosetta and a couple of the other tracks.
How about this? Why don't we listen to Rosetta? We'll come back. We'll talk just a little bit more. I'm talking to Ringo Starr, and this is Rosetta featuring Billy Strings and Larkin Poe on World Cafe.
Rosetta, where you been so long? Rosetta, ever since you've been gone, scenes come flashing back to me, burned into my memory. Rosetta, where you been so long? Rosetta, the sun's low in the sky. Rosetta, we have
Cafe. You just heard Rosetta from Ringo Starr featuring Billy Strings and Larkin Poe. I'm Raina Duris, and Ringo's my guest today on World Cafe. Beatles fans will know that a bunch of your songs with the band were country. You sang the lead on Buck Owens' cover, on the Buck Owens cover, Act Naturally. You wrote Don't Pass Me By. Did you see yourself as the champion of country music in the Beatles? Did the rest of your band share your passion for it?
I mean, we liked all sorts of music. You know, that was the deal with the four of us. And, you know, we'd have a chat one night and we were like all listening to the same stuff as kids. And that, you know, so we really got on. We knew what we were talking about. I mean, we have one funny story with John came in with the record. He said, I want you to play drums like this on this track. I said, there's two drummers. They said, yeah, okay, see you later. And, you know, so that sometimes that would happen. But I love that band. I love playing in it. I still love playing with Paul. You know, I played with him in England December. You know, it was a great band. We were very close. And then we, you know, we got married. We had kids. We had this to do, that to do. But I did actually, when we broke up, sit in the garden wondering what the hell I'm going to do. And then I decided I was going to do the big band album, and with George, I asked George Martin, and that's how it started. Quincy came over, and a lot of people played on it, and at least that got me started. And then the next one was a country album. It was like Chalk and Cheese. And then, you know, I did the Ringo album, which was really great, and with Richard Perry and Goodnight Vienna, and so. It got me started, really.
In this conversation, I'm hearing you say that a lot, you talk about the people you've worked with, and it really seems like you're someone who's activated by playing with other talented, creative people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm the drummer, so I have to have people to play with.
You know,
I can't go on tour just me and the drums. Great.
Since I have you here, I have to ask you a question about drumming. Because I was recently talking to someone who worked with your friend and the great session drummer, Jim Keltner. And Jim was talking about how when he drums, instead of following the rhythm section, he follows the vocalist. And when he mentioned that to you, he says that you said that you do that as well. And I thought that was a really interesting thing.
Well, just so we can straighten this out, I did do it first. I was if you listen to, let's go to the Beatle records, because most people know them, there's not a lot of drums. There's straight ahead drums. I never felt you had to keep filling, you know, the track. I mean, I would bring it up or bring it down and do some fills, of course. But I never had that impulse to do the, like, you know, multi-strokes. I just, you know, I wanted to keep it where I felt it should be.
Sure.
And it seemed to have worked really well.
I'm speaking with Ringo Starr on World Cafe. I want to play one more song from Look Up to finish things off here.
Okay.
It's the last song on the album, the one that you co-wrote with Bruce Sugar. It's called Thankful.
Oh, Thankful, yeah.
The one you dedicated to your wife, Barbara.
Yeah.
How does it feel playing this one?
Well, it's good. It's, you know, it's like life. I was, I had it all. I started to fall. I got in different setups and of life. And then I got out of it with the help of Barbara. You know, so that's how it is.
Well, Ringo, we're going to play Thankful. Thank you so much. I'm very thankful that you were here today. It's been such a pleasure.
Yes, we're all thankful. Thankful to everybody out there listening. And now run out and buy that record. Well, nobody runs out anywhere now. You just go to your computer.
Run to your computer and buy that record.
Okay, great talking to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. See you later, Ringo. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Started to fall. I turned away from all the things that matter. I'm lost in the dust. No one.
ever known. Thankful for the stars above, hoping for more peace and love. Thankful when the sun is shining, day by day I'm really trying. Thankful for this moment here, and thankful you are here. I needed a friend to help me along. Somebody here to help me sing my song. Now I have good days, I'm changing my ways, and it's a beautiful day here in California. And when you came along, I put my life into your hands, and you made me a better man. And now I'm thankful for the love you show. Your love for me I've never known. Thankful for the stars above, hoping for more peace and love. I'm really trying. Thankful for this moment here, and thankful you are here. You are here.
Ringo Starr, Thankful, featuring Alison Krauss. That's the closing track from Ringo Starr's album, Look Up. Thank you so much to Ringo Starr. That was so cool. I'm Rita Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard me talking with Ringo Starr. And if you would like to see that interview, if you'd like to see Ringo himself and see the room where he recorded a bunch of his latest album, you can watch that interview at worldcafe.org. You can also see it on the World Cafe YouTube. Ringo talked a bunch in our conversation about collaborating and how much he enjoys working with other talented artists. So this seemed like the perfect song to play next. One with Ringo singing the lead. It's the Beatles with A Little Help from My Friends.
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my
George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. Before that, Ringo Starr with a song he co-wrote with George Harrison for his 1973 album, Ringo. That was Photograph. This is World Cafe. I'm Rena. It is World Cafe. This is brand new music from Valerie June. She has a new album coming out in April, and this song is full of something you might need more of in your life right now. It's called Joy, Joy.
Find if you start to take time, the wind is right, rise and shine, the seas will fly. for just fine, thank you.
The table.
wrapping up this hour of World Cafe. That's Kathleen Edwards. I make the dough. You get the glory. Got some glory to spread out.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. Featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Let's go.